Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Joza Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Joza Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Josie Show special edition. Today's guests are Lucas Hoag from the Sportsman Channel, Hoag Wild. He's also an incredible country artist. And then, of course, we have Lewis Bryce, who... Of course, that last name I'm sure sounds familiar to you because he is the brother of Lee Bryce, but he has an incredible voice and career all on his own. I'm going to be able to chat with both of these incredible guests today. So the first one we're going to bring on, our first guest is Lucas Hoag. Here we go. Please welcome to the Josie Show my special guest, Lucas Hoag. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, doing great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's dig right in because I am in love with your album Sunday Sessions. It's amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For those who may not have heard the latest album, what might our listeners find on this incredible album?
Oh gosh, some of my favorite standard, you know, Sunday morning hymns that everybody grew up loving and kind of fell away from the norm and just kind of lost their way throughout the time. So I kind of started resurrecting these songs in my little Sunday sessions that I started about 3 years ago now, and they got quite popular.
Yes, it's so cool. I mean, it all started from the live Sunday sessions, which you do weekly on Facebook, correct? So people could check those out as well.
Yeah, it actually started, gosh, about 3 years ago. Me and my band were on the road, and we were always never home for going to church on Sunday, right? And we were all missing it. So I was like, you know, anywhere we were going to be at, wanted to prop up on a park bench or a picnic table, wherever it was, just do an old hymn and post it so that everybody had something for Sunday morning. You know, during COVID, since we couldn't go on the road, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start these to be about 30 minutes long every morning. And, man, they really got popular over that, too.
They really did. It really did. I'm a watcher. So,
oh, good.
Yes. And you also have a new single available titled Get Lost. Can you share the inspiration behind this song?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've got a hunting and fishing and adventure lifestyle show on Sportsman's Channel. And every time I go out in the outdoors, and I just feel like I'm out there getting lost. And this COVID really inspired a lot of things. You know, it just got to the point where everybody's locked down so much that I got together with a couple buddies of mine. I was like, man, everybody's just ready to get lost. Let's just write a song that kind of transpires that in people's minds about just getting outside and just taking off and finding your own way.
Absolutely. And there's also a music video available for Get Lost. What was it like filming this music video?
Oh, it was really fun. I had this crazy idea to take over this small little drive-in theater that's down in Lewisburg, Tennessee, and it comes across as looking very abandoned, but it's a very active theater, and it just so happened to be close to the season, and he was like, yeah, take over, have fun, and man, it was really cool. Me and my love interest in the video kind of stumble onto this abandoned drive-in theater and kind of take over, and there's popcorn we can pop and grab some soda from the soda machine, sit there and just watch movies until the security guard came and found us.
That's the best. Another day at work. Awesome.
Right.
I love that. And when it comes to songwriting, what does that process look like for you? What inspires your writing? What do you like to put in and, you know, add to your music?
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty much it's just everyday life, you know, something that everybody can relate to. I think are the songs that resonate the most with fans and friends and things that people can just grab onto and be like, oh, I can relate to that. You know, and I think Get Lost really does that. And these hymns obviously do that. People can find something in all those. But when I'm writing a song, I just feel like if you can connect to it personally on a personal level, that then it's going to be successful in some way, shape, or form.
Right. I think that's the best part about music, is if you make someone feel something, you know, those songs that are relatable, and you do that. You really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And have you been working on any new music that we should be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. Haven't really left the studio, especially this year, mm-hmm. Since we've had that extra time. Yeah. I've got brand new music that'll be coming out not too long after we get lost here. Probably in the next month or so, we'll probably start releasing a lot more music here and there. And then I'm actually going in the studio next week to start recording a brand new Christmas album that I'm really excited about. So there's lots of new music coming this year.
Oh, so exciting. We're going to be on the lookout, and I hope everyone else is too. And people could check out your website, right, to find out all the latest. Can you give that out?
Absolutely. It's just Lucas Hoge, and Hoge is H-O-G-E, and mm-hmm. our Linktree and Spotify and everything's right there with all of our links to keep connected.
Keep connected. And besides music, you are also a big fan, of course, of the outdoors. You mentioned a little bit earlier about your series, Hoge Wild, on the Sportsman Channel. And it reflects that. It shows all of your adventures, hunting, fishing, and season 2 is coming. Yes.
It is.
What can we expect? Can you give any teasers, any little tidbits?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we've got episodes from scuba diving in the Virgin Islands and you know, having encounters with dolphins and sharks and being able to catch lobsters about midnight in a beautiful dark sea. If you've never scuba dived at night, mm-hmm. It's really cool experience. You should always try it. Okay. And, you know, from that, we're going to, we're all over the place in snow covered mountains of Montana to, the beautiful seas of Virgin Islands.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait. I can't wait to check that out. Oh, I can't wait to feel like I'm there.
Right.
For sure. I can't wait for that. And, you know, you've been to so many incredible places around the world, like you mentioned. Is there still a bucket list place that you would love to travel to for your show?
Absolutely. Australia is definitely on the top of my bucket list. I definitely want to go dive the Great Barrier Reef and just go over there and check out Australia and everything it has to offer.
Mm-hmm. You would have to film with the kangaroos.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Do that. For sure. I love that. And please come back on The Josie Show anytime. Thank you so much for joining me. And before you go, can you please fill us in on where we can find you next? Do you have any upcoming shows that you could talk to us about?
Yeah, we've got a lot of shows finally kind of cutting loose, and things are starting to lift a little bit so that we're able to get back out on the road. I've been doing a few shows with Justin Moore, and I got a bunch of headline shows myself starting early June. So really looking forward to being out on the road, seeing everybody face-to-face, no masks, and just having a great time.
That's what it's about, yes. As a fan of music and live shows, I've been missing that. So,
me too.
As an artist, I can just imagine. I can't wait, and I hope everyone checks out the website, your one-stop shop, lucashoge.com. Please check it out and find Lucas everywhere. You're on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
We are everywhere, definitely. All the links are right there on the website, and the TV show's right there as well, so you can check it out. It's going to be a great year to finally kick things off again.
Yes, and I'm excited to follow your journey and see what is up next. And we'll definitely be checking out Hoge Wild here very soon. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. Please come back on anytime, okay?
Thank you so much, Josie. Appreciate you.
Oh, appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We have Lucas Hoge and his song Get Lost with us. So let's play that right now. We'll be right back in just a moment. We still have Lewis Price.
Your California red, I'm whiskey straight laced, the ball caps, gold ring. I know you like that. I love your uptown shine. And in the back of my mind, I think it's time to see your countryside tonight and get lost, get lost. Find a county line that we can cross and keep on going. There's a world I want to show you. Let's take off, take off. Leave city lights in a dust cloud. Baby, right now we can get lost, get lost. Yeah, I want to get lost, get lost. Get good and gone. We out there all alone with a million stars. Kiss you slow on the hood of my car. turn them headlights off. Hook up every drop with the moonlight shining. Lose a little track of time and we can get lost, get lost. Find a county line that we can cross and keep on going. There's a world I want to show you. Let's take off, take off.
Josie Show Special Edition. Now please enjoy my interview with Lewis Bryce. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Lewis Bryce. Hi.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate y'all having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. The first time we heard your music, we just fell in love with everything that you do. So we were like, we have to get you on. So I've been looking forward to this.
Well, I really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to it ever since. I heard y'all wanting to talk to me. So All right.
Well, I like that. So I just want to kind of rewind a little bit, go back to the beginning. How music all started for you? When did you realize that this was something you wanted to pursue?
Well, I've always kind of grown up in a musical family. I did. My mom and daddy kind of grew up singing, and my mom was in a musical group. Her and her sisters, they were in a gospel group. They sang as kids, called the Lewis Sisters. My first name is my mom's maiden name, so that's where that comes from. And her three older sisters actually came to Nashville years ago on Music Row, recorded like a 6-song gospel record. It's pretty cool. But then, my mom met my dad and taught him how to sing, and he could sing the phone book. I mean, he's an incredible, incredible singer. But then my brother's in the business as well. And, I've been very, very fortunate to be in a musical family. And just over the years, at first I wanted to be a chiropractor. I was big into science and went to school, got my 2-year degree. But the year that I could have gone to chiropractic school, they changed the curriculum to get a 4-year degree, instead of getting a 2-year degree, I had to get a 4-year degree to go to school.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm not quite sure if I want to keep going to a couple more years of school. And so I was a kid, and I took my life up to Nashville, and pretty much within a week or two, I was in a band. It kind of rest is history.
And here you are now. I think that's incredible. And, growing up in a musical family has definitely helped you on your way. But, growing up, who were you a fan of? Who did you listen to? Who was on the radio you loved?
Oh, man. When I was a kid, a lot of stuff, the only thing I heard on the radio stuff was stuff my mom would play or my dad would play. And my daddy would always play like different gospel groups, like the Cathedrals and Gold City and stuff like that. And but my mama, she always played Linda Ronstadt. So I still for this day, one of my favorite records is the one with Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville was on there, a bunch of other stuff. She was so much talent. I remember going down the road singing those. And I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Yes. Dang it.
As I got older, I got introduced to country music. That was kind of been there. So for me, your Travis Tritt, your Garth Brooks, Randy Travis's, that's kind of where my country roots come from. And then, I moved down to Charleston for some years while I was down there. And I've kind of learned a little bit thing about jam music and rock and roll. And so that's kind of where I got my influences on the rock side. And because when you hear my music, I kind of have a blend in between bluesy, rock and roll, country, soul. But those are some of my influences come coming into it.
That's fabulous. And you're now, recently, People.com recently exclusively premiered your official music video for It's You. What was it like filming this music video? Your girlfriend's also featured in it as well. So cool.
Oh, yeah. It made it really easy having her in.
Yes. Absolutely. More comfortable, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, mm-hmm. you know, we wrote that song, you know, about a year, you know, a couple of years ago. And then whenever we put it out, I just didn't realize it was going to do so well. We put the song out about a year or so ago, almost a year, a little bit over a year. And we've gotten over 16 million streams on it as an independent artist. And that's a pretty big number for an independent artist, kind of mm-hmm. pushing stuff out there. And I figured, man, this song really deserves... You know, the moment it deserves its credibility and it deserves a video. And so we were kind of strapped last year about where and when we could do videos because we couldn't have so many people in the video. And so I was like, you know what? This is perfect. Let's let the song, you know, speak about itself because the whole song's about her. It really is, you know, in my brain and you know, at least from my side of the story. And so I was like, let's, you know, we don't have to be very complicated. So I found this here beautiful venue here in Nashville, the Analog. Analog is the venue inside the Hutton Hotel.
Yeah.
And it has this beautiful chandelier, big red velvet mm-hmm. little things. We're kind of classy. And
mm-hmm.
so I got her in there and we just did the video. My buddy Chase Lauer and Becca Heup shot it. And, you know, I kind of told him my vision for the video, and it worked out pretty good.
It really did. It's such a great music video, and everyone can check that out now. It's on YouTube. It's available, so please make sure you check that out. It's so good. And how cool is that? 16 million streams as an independent artist. I think that is just incredible. I mean, so as an independent artist, I'm sure you love it from, you know, you're able to be as creative as you want, right? I mean, just, you know, you don't have someone telling you what to do. You can do it yourself, you know what I mean? But also it comes with challenges, I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely has its ups and downs. You know, again, I think you just kind of named them. I'm able to kind of have my own freedom and what I get to do, and which has been great. It's been great. But yeah, at the same time, it's a little bit harder to get to the big mainstreams, you know, the radio world, stuff like that without a label. But you know what? We're very fortunate. We're able to own our masters. And so when you do that in the streaming world, that definitely pays. It definitely pays pretty good, especially mm-hmm. we get a little bit of success. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still grinding away, just writing away. I've recently got a new pub deal thing, so now I can write songs, and I have a whole team pitching music for me, so therefore I just don't have to pick my own songs I want to sing and stuff like that. So, but everything's really going good, you know. I figure I'll just keep my head on grinding and release mm-hmm. new more music. We have new music coming out here soon.
Oh, I was just going to ask you that. I was like, there has to be more, because you recently, you know, released your latest cover for Absolutely Story of a Girl that you released featuring John Hampson from 9 Days. First off, what was it about this song that made you want to record it? And what was it like working with John Hampson?
Man, he's one of the nicest guys in the world. He's a sweetheart of a guy. And I was able to meet him. So what came along is, like, yeah, I've never really put out any kind of a cover song or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I've always done my original music. But they said this year, and I think it was just like a day or two ago, or it's about to, the 20th anniversary of that song, Absolutely
yeah.
the Story of a Girl, is coming out. Right? It's been 20 years. So they wanted to kind of do something cool. And my management company at the time worked with him, and they were like, man, that might be a cool collab. But I was like, well, I think it'd be great too, because it's not your ordinary cover song, you know. It's something different, something kind of cool. And I was like, you know, that'd be a little bit of a stretch for me. I can, you know, show people another side of what I get to do, and also just getting to be able to work with an artist like John, and you know, for his accomplishments and stuff like that. It was really great. I wrote with a couple songs with him while he was here, and it came out really cool. He was a great guy. I had a great opportunity to put a country spin on a 90s rock song.
You did it. You did your thing too. It's so good. It turned out very well. And this cover is available everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally right now. So everyone, please make sure you check it out. Absolutely, Story of a Girl, featuring John Hampson from 9 Days. Of course, Lewis Bryce. I mean, it's so good, and it made us crave more, you know. So I had to ask more music. So we have to keep our ears and eyes peeled. So new music is coming in the future here, 2021, right?
I'm ready. 100%. We're working hard, diligently in the studio right now, and you know, we're right on the cusp. I'm looking about mid-summer, about mid-June, possibly for my next release.
Rock on. I can't wait. And we will definitely promote it all over the place. Screaming from the rooftop.
Heck yeah. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, anytime. time. And do you have any shows coming up online or in person that you could talk about for those who want to come and check you out?
Oh, yeah. I got a whole bunch of stuff coming up this summer. My good buddy, Mr. Nick Norman, he's a great artist. He's over there with my brother. They just recorded a record on him. He just released it. But me and him, well, he put together a tour this summer. I'm going to be gone pretty much from June 3rd all the way to July 17th. We're playing all kinds of shows.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. I love it. Is it a lot of fun working with your brother? Is there a jokester or a crazy one in the bunch between the two of you when you guys are out performing or touring?
Oh, man, we're both a little crazy in a good way.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. Keeps it exciting.
Yeah, man, it's pretty fun. He's such a talent, and he's such a great dude to work with. He works his butt off for one, but he has passion. If anything he gets behind, he has a good passion for it. And me and him work really well together. I respect his ideas, tremendously. And also, he loves what I do as well. He's a big supporter of my music and everything.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. And where can our new listeners connect with you? Find y'all on all over the social networking sites and also your website.
Oh, yeah. Just go to lewisbrice.com. That's LEWISBRICE.com. And that'll take you to my splash page. And it has my tour dates coming up. It has all my Instagram, like all my social media outlets, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that's at Lewis Brice. If you go there, you can get there pretty quick. And it's got all my music on there, on any streaming service, any music service. With us, iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, Pandora, we're on it all. And so I've been very fortunate to be able to do that. I'm excited about new music coming out.
Yes, we are too. Check it out, everyone, and get ready for some new tunes. I am so looking forward to this. And before we go, I have some fun questions for you, okay? I love my fun
questions. All right.
So the first one is there an artist out there, any genre that you would love to collab with? Who would that be?
Oh, man, I'd probably have to say there's a lot of them out there.
Right.
But currently, I'd love to do a collab with Dierks Bentley.
Oh.
I mean, that this question comes up quite often. At some point, it's going to work out well because I just love what he does musically-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it'd be a cool fit for me to collab with.
Yes. You're putting it out in the universe. You're putting it out.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, I could definitely see that happening, and that would be incredible, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yes. And then the next question I have for you, is there a venue or place that you haven't played yet that you would love to anywhere around the world?
The Opry. The Opry. I haven't played there yet, and that's one of my dream goals to go play. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen. I know that's everybody's, but you know what? It's got the respect for it, so it's warranted.
For sure. I mean, all the history that's there, I mean, I'm sure that would be an incredible
experience. Between the Opry or the Ryman, I'm not sure. Maybe both in one night. How about that?
Right, there you go. Start at the Opry, then work your way to the Ryman. That's all you got to do. Awesome. Then the last question I have for you is a crazy one. All right. So bear with me. So if you could be any animal in the wild, which animal do you think personality-wise would best suit you?
Oh, you're going to think this is funny, but...
I'm ready.
It's not necessarily a wild one, but most people compare me to like a chocolate lab.
Uh-huh.
Like a chocolate lab. So I'm kind of right there, kind of cute, cuddly, but you know.
Right.
I'm inquisitive about things. I'm like, hell yeah, give me a little scratch behind my ears. It's real nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm loyal and I'm protective.
I can see it. For sure. That's incredible. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering those crazy, especially that last one, that crazy question. But I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and please come back on again. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely, 100%. We'll get some more. We'll have some new music come out. I have to maybe come out there and maybe do another interview with you guys.
Oh, you got it. We will definitely reconnect. I would love that for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all so much, and
thank you.
I hope anytime y'all need anything, I'm a phone call away.
All right. Thank you, Lewis Brice, everyone. And same to you. Just give us a holler if you ever want anything. if you'd like us to promote anything, we'd love to have you back on. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank y'all very much. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
See ya. Here it is. Here is absolutely Story of a Girl featuring John Hampson of 9 Days. Lewis Brice, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. Why she looked so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
looks so sad in photographs. Absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show Special Edition. We appreciate you tuning in here with us and spending your Thursday night with us. Thank you all so much for tuning in, whether you're listening at josieshow.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or WTRB 104.9 FM. We love y'all. Have a great rest of your night. Bye-bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.